Hello?
Yes, hi, this is Jerry calling from National Opinion Service. I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random, and your individual answers are confidential. Now, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Okay, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote. Are the chances 50-50, or will you not vote?
Definitely.
Okay. Now, regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as the Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
And that will be a strong Democrat or not strong Democrat?
Strong, I think.
Okay. And if the November 2020 general election, for whom did you vote, for President Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Joe Biden.
Okay. Now, what is your age?
72.
Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
Indian, white.
Okay. Now, please rate your level of motivation for voting in the upcoming presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number.
10.
Okay. Thinking about the direction the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, very dissatisfied, or just satisfied with the direction the country is headed?
I'm satisfied with the direction it's going.
Okay. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Is that a yes or no question or what?
Approve or disapprove the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president.
I guess I go more so lean towards the yes, that it's going the right way.
Okay. Now, do you approve or disapprove of the way Democrats in the U.S. Congress are handling their jobs?
Yes.
And that will be strongly approved or somewhat approved?
No, I think strongly.
Okay. Now I'm going to read a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want the president and Congress to be focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important an issue it is for you to have them focus on.
Mm-hmm.
Use a 10 if the most important. 5, it is somewhat important, and 0, it is important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. The first one, making college more affordable.
A 10.
Okay. Working to end the war in Gaza.
10.
Okay. Creating more affordable housing.
A 10.
A 10? Okay. Reducing crime and violence.
Well, since I don't live where it's too violent, I'm going to say 5.
Okay. Criminal justice reform that fights racial profiling by police and holds back cops.
Oh, I'd say 5.
Okay. Banning TikTok.
10.
Okay. Protecting our personal data online from big corporations.
10.
Protecting abortion and reproductive rights.
10.
Protecting Social Security and Medicare.
My age, 10.
Okay. Now, do you believe the President and Congress are spending their time and energy on issues that are important to you?
Are we talking about both sides of the aisle, or or just Democrat?
In general, do you think they are spending energies on issues that are important to you, the president and Congress?
Well, I don't understand. Do you want me to? Are you looking for me to compare Democrats to Republican Congress or just the Democrat Congress? I don't know. I just don't understand the question.
That's okay. No worries. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organization using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold.
Right.
You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person or organization, please say so. The first one, Democrats in Congress.
Oh, 90%.
Okay. Joe Biden?
100%.
TikTok?
0.
Elon Musk?
0.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
0.
Meta / Facebook?
What was the name again?
Facebook.
No, I heard Facebook, but...
Meta /
Oh, Meta. Facebook. I'd give it 50.
Okay. Republicans in Congress?
0.
Mike Johnson?
God, what a... 0.
Hakeem Jeffries?
70.
And Donald Trump?
0.
Okay. Thank you. Now, continue with the survey. I know it's still a long way up, but if the elections for president were held today and the candidates were Democrats, Joe Biden, Independent, Cornel West, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, and Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., for whom would you vote?
Biden.
Okay, and generally speaking, what makes you support Joe Biden for president?
That he has an agenda that's heading the American and the right direction.
Okay. Thank you for your opinion. Now, changing gears now, we want to ask you a couple of questions, and we almost finished with the survey. Questions are about tech issues that have been in the media recently. Generally speaking, how would you say you understand and know about artificial intelligence, or AI? A great deal, a fair amount, not much, nothing at all?
A fair amount.
Okay, and generally speaking, do you think that artificial intelligence or AI is going to be more of a benefit to humanity and our society, or more of a threat?
Well, that I don't know.
That's okay, if you don't know.
I wouldn't, yeah, there's a lot I don't know about AI. I don't know.
No worries. Now, which of the following is closer to your view? Tech companies should be less regulated than they currently are. Tech companies should be more regulated than they currently are, or the current level of regulation of tech companies is about right?
I think there should be more regulation.
Okay, and thinking about the potential use and uses for your personal data online, which of the following do you feel is the biggest threat to your personal data privacy and security? X or Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, YouTube, Google, video games?
Oh, geez. The most important. I just say my private identity.
Okay. And which of these you consider can be a biggest threat to your personal data privacy and security? X, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, YouTube, Google, or video games?
God, I think all of them are.
Okay.
To an extreme, I think all of them are, but...
I understand. Thank you for your opinion. Now, switching gears a bit, how often do you use each of the following social media platforms, if at all? The first one, Twitter. Multiple times a day, about once a day, multiple times a week, a month, once a month, less than once a month.
I can tell you, never, never. I've never been on Twitter.
So. Okay. Next one, Facebook.
What would that be? Every 2 weeks?
Okay. TikTok?
Never.
Okay. Instagram?
Never.
Okay. YouTube?
All the time.
Okay. Now, I'm going to read you a few statements about different social media companies. For each, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the statement. The first one, Meta plays a positive role in society. Do you agree or disagree with the statement? If you don't know, that's okay, no worries.
Yeah, I don't know enough about...
That's okay.
I mean, if that's Google, I don't know. Is it the same as, is it Google? That's why you don't, never mind. Go ahead and just.
Okay, the next one. TikTok plays a positive role in society. Do you agree or disagree?
Disagree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay, next one. X or Twitter plays a positive role in society?
No, what? Extremely not.
TikTok keeps its users' data secure.
I don't know. I'm not on that one. I mean, I don't know anything about that.
That's okay. Twitter keeps its users' data secure?
I wouldn't, you know, I wouldn't say one way or the other. I don't think anything's secure. So that's where I'm going with that.
Okay. And last one, Meta keep its user data secure.
I'm going to say, Jesus, from what I understand, no.
Okay, and that will be strongly or somewhat? Disagree.
Well, I'm going to say strongly. I'd say strongly.
Okay. Now, have you recently seen, read, or heard about Congress passing a bill to ban TikTok and the president signing into a law?
Yeah, I've heard about it, yes.
Okay. Have you heard a lot about it or just a little?
A little, I guess.
Okay. Now, I'd like to ask you about the law Congress recently passed and President Biden signed it into law, which will ban TikTok from the U.S. if its parent company doesn't divest from or sell TikTok within the next 9 months. Generally speaking, do you support or oppose this law?
I support it.
And that is a strongly supporter or just somewhat?
I'd say strongly.
Okay. And generally speaking, would you say you are more or less likely to vote for a candidate who voted to ban TikTok from the U.S. or no?
Yes.
Then that will be much more likely to vote or somewhat more likely to vote for?
Oh, I'm more likely. Or most likely. I'm sorry. I don't remember which word you used.
Okay. And what do you think was Congress' primary motivation behind banning TikTok? They think TikTok is a bad influence on children and teens. They want to protect U.S. citizens' data security. They are trying to silence certain voices that they don't like or agree with. Probably they're playing politics. They're concerned that China could use TikTok to spy on us. They want to stop the spread of propaganda and fake news on TikTok, or they are trying to help their rich special interest friends and donors. Who do you think was Congress' primary motivation behind banning TikTok?
That was a long one. Are you talking about banning TikTok or can you?
Yeah, like banning TikTok, like prohibiting the probation of TikTok.
Okay, the probation of. Okay, can we come back to that one later?
Yes, okay. If you don't know that, that's okay. No worries.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Now, generally speaking, from which of the following sources do you get most of your news or information about what's going on in your community? You can tell me the one that applies. Print and newspaper or magazines?
I'll say print.
Okay. News, websites, or apps?
The news.
Okay. Talk or news radio?
Yes. KMPR,
okay.
Yes.
Okay. Music and entertainment sites?
Yes.
Okay. National evening network like TV news such as ABC, CBS, or NBC?
Yes.
Local TV news?
Yes.
Okay. Cable TV news such as CNN, Fox News, or MSNBC?
Yes, I listen to them.
Okay. Social media such as Facebook, TikTok, or Instagram?
The only one I have is Facebook, so.
Okay. News aggregators such as Apple News, Google News, or Flipboard?
I was just trying to figure that one out today.
Okay.
That right now is TV only and print, so.
Okay. And what about YouTube?
Right now it's more YouTube.
Okay. Thank you for your opinion. Now, the last few questions are for the statistical purpose only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
My master's degree.
And are you married or married, living with a partner, single, separate, divorce, or widow?
A widow.
Okay. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Not younger, no.
Okay, this concludes the survey. Thank you very much for your participation.
Okay, and you have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye. Okay. Survey ID. Creo que tiene que haber una survey ID aquí.